Ruth, welcome. I know that you're a long-standing member of staff of the Otago Polytechnic, which has worked at Bethany Newsom for a long time, a scientist on addition. And so I will leave it to you to talk about the interesting things that you've been doing with the book.
Okay, good morning everybody. Nice to be here. Now I teach in veterinary nursing, and as I said, I've been teaching there for a long time, and so the resources that I've been using have developed with the years. Just a little bit about the course that I teach. I mean, I teach on various courses, but the one I'm going to be talking about is the anatomy and physiology, which has been my sort of baby for quite a long time. It was handed to me by Terry way back in the dark ages, when there was a whole load of...
Last
millennium. Yes. I mean, yes, I mean, there's this really higgledy-piggledy pile of papers that I got.
The physics.
Yes. So I've developed it, you know, every year seemed to be developed a little bit more. And we had a little foray into putting wonderful cartoons in it at one point. Do you remember that? We put lots of Larson cartoons, and we thought it needed a bit of humour. And that was a big mistake. Yeah. Because so we took those out, copyright pieces. So it's a course at level two, but it's a 10-credit course. There's quite a lot of material there, but it's at quite a low level. But we do tend to teach it at a bit higher level, because anatomy and physiology, if you teach it at level two, it's really just saying this is this and this is this, and this is, you know, hardly even saying what it does. And I think the students do actually understand something that enables them to learn, which is an interesting concept. But so that I make sure that they not only understand it, but they actually can relate it to their previous knowledge and perhaps relate it to their experience. So we're teaching about 150 distance students and probably about 30 full-time students. So this material goes out to both set groups. Almost all of them are female. We have one or two poor men each year, but often they don't pass the course. Ages from 16 to 60 plus. Open entry, so we've got all sorts of abilities and experiences. So people who've never ever done any biology at all, to people with degrees and even higher degrees. So we're having to cater right across that sort of spectrum. Full-timers tend to be a little bit different from the distance students. Full-timers tend to be school leavers, and they probably have done some biology. Whereas the distance people, often they're working in vet clinics, so they've got that experience and they want to upgrade their qualifications, or else they're changing career direction. So that this is where we get, you know, the range of ages and the range of abilities. The distance students, you know, they're all over the country, but we do give them block courses. They have about three block courses every year, where they turn up either in Dunedin or Auckland or Christchurch, and they do some hands-on anatomy and physiology, and they get a bit of talking at. So that's about the only sort of face-to-face teaching they get. The rest they do at home on their own. Using the materials that we either send out or that they now really get almost exclusively through Blackboard. Now, AMP, they get that right at the beginning of the course and they find it hard. They find it a real challenge because there's tons of stuff for them to learn. They're bombarded with terms that they really have never met before, words that are really quite complicated. Many of them they can't even say. And when that distance, you know, that's a bit of a problem too, because if you can't say a word, you know, it doesn't give you the confidence to use it, really. And anatomy and physiology is a very visual subject, so that the material is actually jam-packed with diagrams. There's no point teaching anatomy and physiology unless you've got really good, clear diagrams, and you know, students have to relate well to the diagrams. So the course that Terry gave me over the years, I converted it to Word and sort of developed it. And it got to be a 39,000 word course taking up 190 pages. So there was quite a volume of it. And there were two problems occurring. The first problem was that Word really wasn't coping very well with material. It got to the stage where we were wanting to email it and put it on the internet, on Blackboard. And each time we manipulated it, the diagrams went haywire. The labels jumped all over the place and the diagrams jumped, around the text. I don't know if people have had this problem. And each time I wanted to transfer it, or, each time I received it again or wanted to change it, things went wrong. And I had to sort of pull everything back together, sort of shovel it all back together and put it all back before I could print it off or retransmit it. So it was going to be an absolute nightmare. So we wanted to solve that problem, which really meant PDFing all the, the diagrams as units, which took an enormous amount of time because all these diagrams, coming up against copyright problems. I actually started, I redrew all the diagrams in the book, and so we sort of latched the labels onto the diagrams. And the second thing is that we wanted to get away from using paper. We wanted to electronically transmit this information to our students. So we wanted to put it all on Blackboard or put it on the internet. So our choice was really between Course Genie and using Wikibook, making it into a Wikibook. And we chose, I'm not quite sure now why, but we chose to go the Wikibook way, I think because it looked more interesting. Everybody was doing Course Genie, and Wikibook sort of sold to me, and yeah, it's been good. So now, how do I get this?
Control thing, press the control.
Now I should say that first of all, we created it on CD, on CD-ROM, and we handed that out to our students, and they could print it off from the CD-ROM. Okay. It was also put into Lulu. I don't know if anybody's used Lulu, but it's an online publishing facility, and students can actually send off to Lulu and get a copy within about 2 weeks, and it costs less than $20 to get a softback copy.
It's print on demand too, so you have to print off 10,000 copies to get that price.
Yeah.
You can just get that price per print.
So that has worked very well, and you can put a markup on it so that we've got some income from this, which of course makes our head of department very happy, because I think we earned about $800 through the Lulu. But it's also available as a Wikibook. So this is on the, this is accessible. This is open access, open copyright material, and our students can access it directly from the web, or they can go via Blackboard, where all our teaching materials are located. So, and it's a pretty sort of simple sort of format. It's got an opening page, which is this one, and then you can access the 16 chapters from the opening page. And I should say that it was made to look so nice, because Sunshine Connolly had a hand in this, and she's very clever at making things look professional and accessing nice pictures, so I must acknowledge her. So we have this opening page, and then you go to each of the chapters, and we have a contents page which just navigates you through that chapter, so it's a bit like the Course Genie stuff that Terry was showing us earlier. And what I've tried to do is to make it very accessible and clear and easy to read and easy to navigate around. And also, giving good sort of signals, signposting, so that students know exactly what they're supposed to get out of each chapter. And then we've got material, some of my diagrams here. So this is the sort of body of material. And then we have summary somewhere. Have I lost the summary? Perhaps that's the summary. So at the end of each chapter, we summarise what they should know, or pointing out the most important features. And then, I haven't said, each time a new term is brought into play, I put that in bold, and there is a glossary that they can access to find the meaning of each word. I mean, I'm very careful each time a word is introduced that the it's defined, but then they can always go back to the glossary. We haven't actually managed to put sound into that glossary yet, but that might be a new development area, something to work on. But then there's lots of activities. There's a test yourselves, and worksheets. Now, these worksheets are actually located in Wiki Educator, so there's actually quite a lot of development going on in Wiki Educator, which is a sort of parallel facility to Wiki Books, and lots of worksheets there that people can access and work through. They're not totally interactive. That's where we're hoping to go later.
Ruth, can I just ask, because this is in a wiki,
yeah.
Have you had any kind of unexpected edits?
Oh, from me?
Well, no, from me.
Yeah, people do nice navigation things with it. Yeah, I mean, because it is actually quite nicely navigable if you know the code. I mean, actually editing, it is really quite simple until you get into making things like tables. Yeah, and actually I've had a bit of difficulty putting diagrams in initially, but then you work it out.
But you haven't had any edits from people totally online?
No, but I've had people from, you know, various people from the world, around the world contacting me and saying, you know, can I use this, or this is great, can I use this in my course? Because the course is actually accessible to anybody.
And what do you say?
I say yes. I say thank you.
The license for the use of it is the one that the GNU free documentation license, which you soon change to a Creative Commons license.
What's the difference between this and a Creative
Commons? GNU is just pretty Creative Commons. It's a totally different license. It's written for totally different reasons. It's just Creative Commons has become more popular.
And then the websites, I've tended to try and get animation websites for students at this level. Love animations. So I've done searches and got some nice animations for them to go. I mean, the problem is you come back the next year and you find that the website isn't working anymore. So you have to keep on top of it, which is quite hard.
A lot of those Wisconsin ones, like the second from the bottom, are student generated.
Yes, you can see. And so you get new ones every year, and they get better. Yeah, I mean, you have to have enough time to keep on searching. Yeah, I mean, I could show you some of these, but I think probably I'm out of time at this point. Oh, I should say. Yes.